With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. 1 week after defending the clinical trial, the state and three major health systems in South Dakota are abandoning the hydroxychloroquine trial. The decision came after the publication of new research that found the drug does not prevent COVID-19 for people exposed to the coronavirus. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
A University of Minnesota study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found no benefit of hydroxychloroquine when compared to a placebo as a post-exposure preventative therapy. The clinical trial started on May 14th, and state and health officials say a few patients enrolled, but after repeated calls would not say how many. The state hoped to enroll 2,000 people. Last week, the state and Sanford announced a new phase of the clinical trial to see if it's a preventative. Hydroxychloroquine has been controversial since President Trump began touting it as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Noam announced the trial in mid-April. She said the state would go on offense against the coronavirus with the clinical trial. Noam says the federal government sent 1.2 million doses to South Dakota, which she said could treat up to 100,000 people. Studies from the World Health Organization, New York State, and the Department of Veterans Affairs showed poor or even harmful results from the drug. Sanford officials declined to comment on the trial suspension. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The governor's office says they're in communication with the federal government. The governor's office says they're in communication with the federal government to see if it can use the hydroxychloroquine doses for other purposes. Governor Kristi Noem says this year's state budget will not need to be overhauled because tax revenues haven't dropped as dramatically as had been feared. The governor says the budget is, quote, in pretty good shape, but warned that the economic impact of the coronavirus could be felt for a long time. Noem says state legislators won't need to meet in a special session to adjust the budget before the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, but she gave little assurance beyond that if the pandemic causes businesses to shutter. South Dakota lenders have made $1.6 billion in U.S. Small Business Administration loans as economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak takes its toll. The lenders approved more than 21,000 Paycheck Protection Program loans. The program was created by the CARES Act and began approving forgivable loans on April 3rd to small businesses affected by the pandemic so they could keep their employees on the payroll and cover operational costs. The volume of loans approved over 9 weeks is equal to 18 years of annual SBA loan approvals in South Dakota that would have been made in normal circumstances. COVID-19 has crippled the U.S. economy and exposed weak links in our food supply chain. The effects are on display in our grocery stores. From toilet paper to lunch meat and bacon, people see empty store shelves. The temporary shutdown of a few Midwest meatpacking plants left farmers and ranchers with no market for their animals, and it's prompted some people to look for different ways to get some of their food. SDPB's Melissa Hammers-Masivers reports.
The pandemic has turned the nation's meat industry upside down. As a result, prices have been on a roller coaster ride. Brian Peterson struggles to write ads for his grocery store because he doesn't know what the prices will be in 2 weeks. Peterson owns Fiesta Foods in Beersford. He says he's worried.
It's real scary and it's real hard to sit there and try to price something out and yet you want to be able to move your product, and yet you know there's people that can't afford it, and you want to try to keep it as affordable as possible for them.
Peterson is seeing shortcomings in the supply chain. He places an order to the warehouse and might only receive a portion of the shipment. Sometimes a product doesn't come at all.
The muscle meats and stuff have been pretty good, but we're starting to see now it's the processed meats, the hams, the bacons, the hot dogs, brats. That kind of items now are starting to get a few outages on those on our trucks.
Grocery stores aren't the only retail outlets with trouble stocking their coolers. The Sherman family has run Dick's Country Butcher Shop for 35 years. Joe Sherman took over the locker from his folks 6 years ago. Retail meat sales make up a small part of his business, only about a quarter. He struggles to find retail supplies for his local customers.
It fluctuates up and down a little bit. But over this last 2 months, my price has doubled and tripled and it's ridiculous right now. So I'm trying to still provide the community with hamburger. I mean, I'm doing everything I can do to get a decent rate, but I can guarantee nothing.
Prices for processed beef fluctuate wildly on the USDA daily report. Animals are available, but bottlenecks at processing plants hold up supply. Local meat lockers don't have the capacity to fill the gap. To sell meat to retail customers across state lines, packing plants need USDA inspections. 30 state-inspected shops can sell retail meat they process. About 60 shops, like Dick's Country Butcher, are state-inspected for custom work. That's when someone provides an animal, and the butcher processes that meat for them.
It takes a lot of time for me to get a beef in and hang it in my cooler. I got to hang a beef for 10 days to 2 weeks, so I'm just a small custom butcher shop. I would like to help everybody, but it's not possible. I can only do 6 or 7 beef a week.
Demand for custom work is certainly high as customers search for meat. Grocer Brian Peterson even fields calls from people looking for meat sources. He doesn't fault folks for looking to cut out the middleman.
There's a lot of people looking for sourcing local meat. I mean, that's great. We need to support our farmers. That's our community. That's our livelihood around here. You know, this is a big rural farming community.
Even if a customer finds an animal, they still need to get it processed with a spot on a butcher's calendar. Custom work makes up 75% of Joe Sherman's business. He says he's never seen demand this high.
The phone calls that I've been getting since the COVID hit, probably 70 to 80 beef a week, just people trying to get that many in, and maybe hundreds of pigs, and I do 6 to 8 hogs a week.
Area butchers say they are already booked into 2021. Sherman has fielded so many calls, he isn't taking new orders. Instead, he is working down his backlog and taking new clients when he can. Sherman says it is tough to plan ahead.
How do you expect to have an animal ready 6 months down the road? If I give you a date, then you have to have something ready. That's hard, too. Puts the farmers in a tough position.
Right now, there is a high demand for businessmen like Joe Sherman. Unfortunately, small butcher shops have been dying out for years.
It's a lot of work, a lot of time. I'd say that's probably the main thing, just the amount of physical labor it takes and the time you got to put in. I'd say that'd be the main reason that there's not that many. We could definitely use more, that's for sure.
Sherman says while some people can butcher their own meat, it's a process that requires specialized equipment and facilities.
You know, the time of year right now is, you know, not a good time to be hanging an animal in a barn or a shed. You know what I mean? The proper cooling is the only thing you worry about. But yes, I would definitely, and I think that's going to become more common.
There's enough work right now to keep butchers very busy. Joe Sherman understands his patrons are frustrated. He is too. When we talked, his burger price was $5.69 a pound, and it's only going to go up. For SDPB News, I'm Melissa Hammersmith-Severs.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.